I have prepared a very brief homily for today. And I want to begin my homily with a little story. A woman got on a train in California. She was traveling to Illinois, where her daughter would soon be giving birth to her first child and this woman's first grandchild. She was very excited, as you would expect, and yet she was a bit apprehensive. You see, her husband had to stay home and work at the factory, and that meant traveling alone on the train for many, many hours. Well, the trip went well, and shortly after she arrived in Illinois, her daughter gave birth to a bouncing baby boy. Grandma was so excited, and she decided to call her husband, the first-time grandfather, and give him the good news. When she talked to him about the baby, she said, "Grandpa, he's just beautiful. He's a real keeper. He's a keeper." That's how we talk about our loved ones sometimes, right? Especially babies. So I'm wondering how you, who just journeyed to Bethlehem and knelt before the manger, feel about the baby Jesus. Is he a real keeper? And more importantly than that, is he your Savior? My friends, we live in a world today where many people are skeptical about Jesus Christ. Some of these folks may believe that he existed, but at best, they believe that he was a good teacher. And they'll tell you, he was a good example of morality and service to one's neighbor. But they deny that Jesus was God in human flesh, come to rescue mankind from its sin. Others are so skeptical about Jesus, they pay little or no attention to him. Oftentimes, their Christmas celebrations simply center around a fat, bearded man in a red suit. We know who that is, right? Yes, the sad reality these days is that the vast majority of the people of the world, let me say that again, the vast majority of the people of this world take no thought and have no knowledge of the eternal ramifications of the birth of Jesus Christ. And of equal concern is the reality that even some Christians, that's right, some Christians get caught up in the frenzy and glitter of Christmas without taking the time to reflect on the gift of God and the eternal ramifications of the gift of Jesus Christ. Well, in stark contrast to all of this is the story of Simeon. Here was a man who for years and years had been waiting, right? Waiting for the promised Messiah, the consolation of Israel. Now, it's important to understand that it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death, he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ, before he had seen the promised Messiah. So after waiting and waiting and waiting, the day finally arrived. Mary and Joseph brought the child Jesus to present him in the temple as the law of Israel required. And Simeon, with eyes open, eye by the Holy Spirit, sees the glory of God returning to the temple. He sees the glory of God resting in the tabernacle of the human flesh in the baby. So immediately, Simeon took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace." In other words, I'm ready to die. I'm ready to go home. According to your word, my eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared in the presence of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for the glory to your people, Israel. Simeon holds baby Jesus in his arms and he sees Emmanuel, God with us. He sees the fulfillment of all of the Old Testament prophecies concerning the Messiah. He sees the Savior of the world. Most importantly, he sees his Savior. That's right, his Savior. The one who has come to live a perfect life for him. The one who has come to die on the cross for all his sins and to win for him the forgiveness of sins and the gift of an eternal home in heaven. Talk about reason for great joy. And the good news that you and I have is this: gifted by the Holy Spirit, given to us in baptism, we can join with faith in Jesus Christ. Gifted by the Spirit with faith in Jesus Christ in our baptism, we can join Simeon in rejoicing this morning. For Jesus is our Savior. In him, our sin problem is solved. In him, we have victory over sin, death, and the power of the devil. In him, we can know that when we close our eyes in death, we will open our eyes in heaven in the promise and presence of our Savior. Yes, Simeon's song is your song, and your song, and your song, and your song, and my song. And so it is a song we sing or recite on two very important occasions here at Mount Moriah. We sing it frequently after Holy Communion. We do so because in the Holy Supper, Jesus, who came as the baby in the manger, comes to us in, with, and under the bread and the wine, and gives us what we so desperately need, his body and blood. For what? For the forgiveness of our sins. And for what? For the promise of eternal life in heaven. And so when we go to the Lord's Supper, it's like taking Jesus into our arms, and we can sing with Simeon, "Lord, let your servant go in peace. Our eyes have seen your salvation." And then we hear the words of Simeon's song when? At funerals, right? The pastor speaks the words of Simeon. Why does he do that? Well, while we certainly grieve the separation caused by death, we also rejoice. For we know that Jesus won the victory for our loved one and for us. And we can look forward. We can look forward to our salvation, our eternal life in heaven, reunited with our loved one and united with our Savior Jesus. Yes, today is a day of great joy. For unto you is born this day in the city of David, a Savior, Christ the Lord. With Simeon, we can take Jesus into our arms and proclaim, Lord, now you have let your servant depart in peace. According to your word, my eyes have seen your salvation. Salvation, forgiveness, eternal life is ours through Jesus Christ, our Savior. May that bring you peace, hope, and joy this day and always. Amen. And now,